you have your Bibles, we see what's been on my heart. Genesis chapter 19. Really one verse of scripture there, and then we'll get to 13, get a few more, try to get the thought to verses here to get the thought I'm needing. Genesis chapter 19. Amen. This chapter deals with how that Lot entertained the angels. Amen. And how that the angels are warning Lot to get out of town. Amen. Get out of Sodom. God's going to destroy it. And it gets all the way down to verse number 30. And the Bible reads like this. And Lot went up out of Zoar and dwelt in the mountain, and his two daughters with him. For he feared to dwell in Zoar, and he dwelt in a cave, he and his two daughters. Amen. Really, this is the reason I wanted to read this. This is kind of the end of the story of Lot. Amen. Yep. Look at the end of the story. Lot aspired to really gain the world. Lot had aspired to gain wealth and money and fame and high position.
Yep.
He sat at the gate down in Sodom and Gomorrah. He was a man of political power. And so Lot was a guy that wanted a lot in life. He wanted to climb to the high, amen, places of life. But look at the end of Lot, amen. Lot went up out of Zoar and dwelt in a mountain. He and his two daughters with him. He feared to dwell in Zoar. He dwelt in a cave.
Yep.
Man, amen. I'm going to read a few more verses in chapter number 13 here, chapter number 13. Hopefully we can get all this together. Amen. Somewhere around verse number 8. And Abraham said unto Lot, there be no strife, I pray thee, between me and thee, and between my herdmen and thy herdmen, for we be brethren.
Yep.
Is not the whole land before thee? Separate thyself, I pray thee, from me. If thou wilt take the left hand, then I will go to the right, or if thou depart to the right hand, then I will go to the left. And Lot lifted up his eyes, and behold all the plain of Jordan, that it was well watered everywhere before the Lord destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah, even as the garden of the Lord, like the land of Egypt, as thou comest unto Zoar. Then Lot chose unto him all the plain of Jordan, and Lot journeyed east, and they separated themselves the one from the other. Amen. If the Lord would help us, I'd like to preach on, amen, this man here that loved the world so much that lost it. Amen.
Oh God.
You know, you can love the world so much, Brother Tommy, that you can lose it. Hallelujah.
That's the truth.
Amen. And I believe that's what happened to Lot right here tonight. Amen. Several years ago, scientists were carefully excavating a site of tragedy at Pompeii. In AD 79, Mount Venus suddenly erupted, and millions of tons of molten rock on the city below. We've all read this in history.
Yeah.
Amen. And how that Pompeii had been that volcano erupted and covered that whole entire city. Amen. With lava. Praise God. They've uncovered several artifacts. They've actually uncovered an entire village, town. Amen.
Yeah.
But one thing that they uncovered with the 20 feet of lava on top of it, shortly before his death, someone, notice this, in this horrible situation, knowing that death was nigh, amen, found strength to scratch on a wall, amen, close to the body also that they found. And he scratched on the side of that wall, Sodom and Gomorrah. Amen. Praise God. But Sodom was destroyed, I believe, by an unnatural phenomenon. God's anger. Amen. Praise God. Had reached its height. Amen.
Yes.
And he would bear no more of the evil that had taken place in this wicked city of Sodom and Gomorrah. Amen. The blatant arrogance, amen, the homosexuality and the filth of its citizens, amen, God had reached a place where he wasn't going to put up with anymore, amen. And he decided to erase Sodom and Gomorrah from sight, amen. And that's what God did. You can't even find the remains of that place today, amen.
Amen.
But first he sent angels into that city, into this doomed city, to save a man. You know the man who that God sent the angels to save, his name was Lot. Yep. Amen. Whoa. And the only reason that God was having mercy on Lot was because of Abraham, his uncle's sake. Hallelujah. Amen. There's a very few men that you can find in this life, men like Abraham, men like Moses. Amen. Men like Daniel in the Old Testament. Praise God. But I tell you, men like Lot are a dime a dozen. Amen.
Yeah.
You can find them on every street corner. You can find them in every city. But God give us some Abrahams and not men like Lot. Amen. Lot was rich and Lot had money and possessions. There's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong. Amen. I've heard of and I've known of and I've known a lot of people to work and be honest and create companies and, amen, and be wealthy and still hang on to God. Amen. And still be giving and still be able to handle wealth. But a lot of folks cannot handle wealth. Wealth handles them. Amen. But Lot was a man like that. Praise God. He wanted more of the world. He wanted all he could get. Praise God. It started very early for Lot because I read to you my text there in chapter number 13. How that Lot's herdmen began to argue and begin to strive with Abraham's herdmen. What's that mean? Amen. I believe Lot's men went over there and moved the markers. Praise God. You seen a lot of neighbors getting fired over that, hadn't you? Where's the line at? Amen. Here, one neighbor said, here's a line. And the other neighbor says, no, that's 5 feet on my property. There's a line. That's what was going on. They was arguing over whose cattle was going to eat the greenest grass. And finally, Abraham said, this ain't my nature. Amen. I'm not willing to fight. I'd rather be righteous. Hallelujah. Hey, God, I found some contrast here. Amen. That was between Abraham and Lot. Abraham walked by faith, praise God, but Lot walked by sight. Abraham was generous, but Lot was greedy. Abraham had spiritual desires, but Lot had worldly desires. Amen. Yeah. Abraham looked for a city, amen, that was built by God, but Lot looked for a city built by man and eventually was destroyed by God. Hallelujah. Hey, amen. Abraham was heir to the world, but later we read, and I told you how that Lot lost everything. Amen. Hey, God, Abraham was a man of aspiration, but Lot was a man of ambition. Abraham was a man that coveted righteousness, but Lot was a man that coveted success. He wanted more. He wanted more of the world, all that the world could give him. But oh, I come to tell us here tonight. Don't aspire for worldly attainments. Amen. Don't aspire for worldly accolades and to climb the high ladders. But rather, amen, aspire to be righteous. Abraham never sought for those things. He never sought for riches, but God blessed him with wealth. Amen. Abraham never sought for land and possessions and things like that, but God blessed Abraham. And Lot finished his life living in a cave. But Abraham is still Father Abraham. Had many sons, remember that? Had all you can some. Many sons had Father Abraham. I am one of them, and so are you. So let's just praise the Lord. Hey, God, right arm, left arm. How's it go? Right foot, left foot. Father Abraham had many sons. He's still remembered today. Why? Because he was a righteous man. Why? Because he didn't care about the world. I tell you, Lot was a man that loved the world so much that he lost it. Amen. He lost everything because he loved the world.
Amen.
I come to tell us tonight,
thank you, Lord.
If you don't watch out, that thing that you seek after so much,
come on,
you'll lose it. Hallelujah.
Right.
Oh, God.
Woo!
Yes. Amen. Oh, yes. Had Lot ever heard of that place down there called Sodom and Gomorrah? Yeah, I believe he had heard of it. How did he hear of it? I believe he heard it, well, But Uncle Abraham was over there praying, oh God, reach that sinful city down there and get a hold of their hearts. Hey God, that what happened to Lot. Amen. I tell you what happened to him. He was drawn to that place. He was drawn to that worldly city. Amen. Abraham built an altar at Shechem where God spoke to him. Hey God, in Genesis 7 and 7. Amen. And God spoke to Abraham and said, unto thy seed will I give this land. Hallelujah. This was that great promise that God gave to Abraham and the children of Israel. Amen. I'm going to make thy seed multiply as the sand which is on the seashore.
Yeah.
Hey God, like the stars that are scattered in the sky. I'm going to bless you, Abraham. And he gave Abraham that great blessing. It belonged to Abraham. But Lot was a thief very early in life. And he tried to gain. Amen. He tried to loot. He's like a freeloader off of Abraham. Hallelujah. Hey God, let me tell you something here. Amen. I've seen people like that. You ever seen people like that? They can make a living off somebody else. Amen.
Yeah.
I better hit this and run before I get in trouble. Hey, I come to tell you, you ought not be a looter. Amen. You ought not be a freeloader.
Hallelujah.
Get you a job and work. Amen. Hey, if you ain't able to work, there's ways to make it. You don't have to try to bum and pry. Amen. Try to suck everything you can suck out of somebody else. Hallelujah. Hey, Michelle was talking one time. I said, they're like an old tick on a hound. And she said, what's that supposed to mean? Hey, God, you know what a tick on a hound does, don't you? They get on an ear. And that old tick, when he first gets on that ear, he's so little you can't hardly see him. But by the time he's done, he's all swelled up. And his belly's about to bust. He done sucked all he could suck. He done got all he could get. God ain't into stuff like that. Be a man. Be a woman. Square your shoulders back. Lead your family right. Don't loot on somebody else. Don't try to sucker somebody else and take advantage of them. It'll come back in the end. Great God. And you'll reap what you sow.
Amen.
Woo! I believe that.
Amen.
You better watch. The Lord right there. Amen.
Yeah.
I better move on here. Hey God. But you gotta watch, amen. How you gain. Hey, you better watch, because those you step on while you're climbing up, you're gonna hit them while you're falling back down. Amen. Yeah. Hey God in heaven. That's the way Lot was. He was willing to suck everything he could. Everything Lot had. But where'd he get it from? He got it from Abraham.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. And though finally Abraham saw what was going on, and he said, Lot, I'm not going to fight with you. You choose which way you want to go, and that'll be yours. If you choose the right, I'll go to the left. Or if you choose the left, Abraham was saying, it don't matter to me.
Yeah.
I'm not going to sit around fight with you. Hallelujah.
Thank
right. God in heaven. What happened? Lot looked out. The Bible said over the well-watered plains of Jordan, he looked down across that way, and he saw those bright lights shining down in Sodom.
Right.
And he said, that's the way I'm going to go.
Right.
Hey, you better watch out. Amen. Your eyes will deceive you. Oh, yes. Amen. Strife among the family was his first problem. But listen, his sight was his second problem. He lifted up his eyes and beheld Jordan. His eyes were desiring a place known for its wickedness. Hey. Your eyes are deceiving you every time. Did you know that? That's why the Bible said, walk in the spirit that you may not fulfill the what? The lust of the flesh. The lust of the eyes. My eyes look down the road and it looks like they're having fun. That's what Lot did. He said, boy, look at all the fun they're having. They're having a blast down there in Sodom. Great God, they're having the time of their life. He went by sight and not by faith. And Lot lost out. He lost his children. He lost his wife. He lost everything he had because he was following after his eyes.
Amen.
Woo!
on here. Hey, God, this gets gooder and gooder.
Good.
He made a bad choice, and he chose the well-watered plains of Jordan.
Right.
Hey, God, he separated himself from godly influence, and it hurt him. Hey, listen to me. This may have never happened if there wasn't any strife to begin with, but because there was strife, Lot had to choose to leave good company. Hey, I've told many people that's what happened to Naomi and Abimelech. Hey, God, if things wasn't going good in Bethlehem, there was a famine, and they looked down. Hey, God, and they got themselves in a whole heap of trouble. They looked down to Moab, and they said, "Look like things are going better down there. Let's go to Moab." And it got them in trouble.
Right.
And they left good company. There was good men in Bethlehem. There was Boaz down in Bethlehem. There was men and women of God. And they moved to Moab, where there was nobody of like faith. It's always a bad decision to go somewhere when you're leaving good men and women of God to go down to Moab, where there ain't no church, where there ain't no Holy Ghost, where there ain't no shout. Hey, your eyes will get you in trouble every time.
Amen.
I got a picture.
Yeah.
Hey, God. So Lot pitched his tent towards Sodom.
Yeah.
It was already in his heart.
Yeah.
But now what does in the heart come out? And he pitched his tent towards Sodom, and it goes where his eyes are wandering. You don't watch, you'll get burnt by sin many times because you camp close to temptation. I'll get into this in just a moment. Samson got burnt, Brother Tommy. His dad told him, said, "Samson, you better stay away from that girl. You better stay away from the Delilah." Amen. Hey, God, you better watch out. She's trying to deceive. His mom said, "Samson, you better watch out. I don't know what Delilah looked like. I'd say she looked like a little bit like Jezebel." Amen. Hey, God. Hey, she painted herself up, no doubt.
Yeah.
Hey, old Samson, big old strong Samson. Imagine what a guy Samson looked like. I mean, muscles on him. Grab the gates of the city and carry him out of town. He is a bad man. Woo! But when Samson come into town, Delilah got the flint in her eyes. She got to getting them little teenage giggles. Amen. Hey! And she flipped her eyes at old Samson and said, "Hey, Samson, I love you." Amen. Hey, God, Samson should have listened to his dad. He should have listened to his mom, but no, he followed his eyes, and it got him in trouble. Hey, I come to tell us, you better listen to those, amen, that's in instruction and in authority and has a little bit of spiritual outlook, and don't listen to Delilah.
Oh, yes.
Woo!
Yes.
So Lot is seated at the gates of Sodom. He probably gets to where he wanted. Climbed up, and he's at the gate of the city.
Oh, Lord.
Woo! Amen. He's one of the leaders. Great God. In the city now. But that still wasn't enough for him. Amen. Hallelujah. Lost. The old saying is, you might get what you want, but you had to lose what you get to get what you want.
Right.
He had a little bit of dignity about him at one point.
Yeah.
Right.
Amen. We don't have time to get into when he first got down in Lot. Remember what happened when he got down there? There was a war broke out. Remember what was called the War of the Kings? Amen. When the kings there of Sodom and Gomorrah got taken, Lot got captured.
Yeah.
Hey, remember that, Bible readers?
Yeah.
Lot got captured, and here he was. They took everything he had. He should have woke up right then and said, "Boys, I better get back down there and get along with my family, amen, and get out of Sodom, amen." But what happened? Oh, Uncle Abraham, he comes to his rescue again. Abraham comes, rescues Lot, gets him out of trouble, gets his possessions back. And it still ain't enough to open his eyes. Amen. Woo! So he's down at the city. Down here in the city. Amen. Of Sodom and Gomorrah. Oh, God. And so God has to send angels. Angels.
Come on.
Oh, Lord.
Let me see if I can find it real quick. I
think it's 19 or 16. And while he lingered, the angels were already in town.
Yeah.
Notice
yeah.
this.
Come on.
Angels are in town.
Amen.
Them old wicked sodomites were trying to make moves on angels. That's pitiful.
Yes, it is.
That's what was going on. Amen. And here the angels are telling Lot and his family, Lot and his wife and his daughters, get out of here. Come on. Let's get up. Let's go.
Come on.
Let's get out of this place. God's getting ready to destroy it. Verse 16. Let me tell you something, Brother Tommy. I'm open to instruction, I guess you could say. And if angels came to my house and said, Jason, you better watch out. There's trouble. And in order to avoid the trouble, we got to leave. I'd say, when are we leaving? Amen. I'm ready to get out of town.
Come on.
But that's not what Lot did. Lot got settled in Sodom. He got satisfied in Sodom. He got content living in the gates of Sodom. $100 bills padded his billfold. Amen. Had a large bank account. Had many cattle. Everything was going good. In verse number 16 and chapter number 19. And while Lot lingered, the men laid hold upon his hand and upon the hand of his wife and upon the hand of his two daughters, and the Lord being merciful unto him, and they brought him forth. It gives me a picture that them men had to get a hold, them angels had to get a hold of Lot and his wife and his daughters and drag them out of the house and say, get out of here. God's getting ready to destroy this place. How come he got satisfied in Sodom? I'll tell you what he did. Great God, the further you get away from God, the harder your heart gets, the least you feel that tug of the Holy Ghost. You better watch out. Don't get settled and satisfied in Sodom.
Yes, amen.
Oh, God.
Woo.
Right, yes, Lord. Right.
Come on.
I got to move on here.
Come on, get preaching. Come on.
I'm getting a little ahead of myself here. I got to back up and get some things after this.
Jesus.
So then lastly, we find Lot. In a cave. I read to you in my text.
Yeah.
Yes.
He wasn't even comfortable down in Zoar. That's where he used to be comfortable at. He leaves Zoar.
Yeah.
And flees to a cave. And who creates incest with his own daughters.
Yes.
With his two daughters. Which is still thorns in the flesh of Israel today.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Oh, right.
Oh, okay. Yes.
All because he got away from God.
Right.
He couldn't hear the voice of God anymore.
Yeah.
Lord, help us.
Oh, God.
Lot, this was your chance, buddy.
Yeah.
Amen. This is your chance. Woo.
Come on.
Lord, help us. I'm done here tonight. Lot couldn't change his life. He couldn't break loose from this evil way that had a hold on him.
Come on.
So Sodom is where he kept being drawn to. God had long since decided to destroy that place, destroy the city of Sodom. Amen. Let me tell you something, church. He's going to destroy this world one of these days.
Amen.
With fire also.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Lot lingered in the city, even though he knew it would be no more, amen, than rubble within a matter of possibly an hour or two. It was going to be rubble. It was going to be destroyed by God. Amen. Woo! Great God, so do you. Somebody said, I don't even know who Anna's talking about in her prayer request tonight. Amen. Don't know the girl, don't know the boy, but I'm sure they had a pastor. I'm sure they had an evangelist. I'm sure they had somebody wooing and preaching and pulling for them many a times. But what did they do? They walked away like Lot, and they did what they wanted to do.
Oh,
Lord, help us.
Oh,
God. Help us, Lord. Amen. Every time you brush off that witness, every time you brush off, Brother Tommy carries them tracks with him all over the place and hands them out to people. We was there in Jim on his while back, and he got up and went over and gave to somebody. I don't know that they brushed him off. I'm not saying they did. I don't even remember. But every time, Brother Tommy, somebody brushes you off, oh, it's just an old fanatic for Jesus. I don't need that track. I don't need to hear that. Every time somebody brushes you off, what are they doing? They're getting closer down in Sodom. Amen. They're being pulled closer down to the bright lights where it's going to be harder to get out of. Oh, God, help us. Help us, Lord. You're just like Lot when you love this old world so much. Like Lot did. And he lost it. And he ended up in a cave. Lot ended his days in a cave. Drunkenness. incest.
Amen.
A disgrace to the human race. Great God. Sheep herders, no doubt in the vicinity, may have seen him occasionally stumbling along the mountainside with tears leading a trail to the dirty old stubble. His hand still reaching out in an imaginary place in his mind, maybe hard and sodden.
Come on.
Sodden. Oh, it drove him nuts, wandering the mountainsides, wandering out in the caves. Amen. Everybody talked about the crazy old man that lived up there who had lost his mind hollering about a place called Sodom that did not exist because God wiped it away.
Yes.
Oh, God.
Oh,
Lord. Oh, God. But on the contrary, Lot, Abraham still living. His name's still going on.
Yeah.
His blessing is still rolling on.
Yeah.
Amen. Woo! Why? Because look, Abraham didn't care about the world.
Come on.
Come on.
Abraham died a hero of the faith.
Yeah.
Hebrews chapter number 11. Abraham made it to the hall of faith.
And by faith,
yeah. Abraham.
Yeah.
Woo! Hey, God. Hey, amen. I have gone. Hey, God. Hey, amen. That's what Lot was saying. I've gone so far, amen, so far into the world trying to get all I could get that I lost it all.
Yes.
Somebody, I read where one man said, I'm guessing none of us have been to Israel. I don't know if Chuck's been to Israel. I don't know if they got to go to Abraham's grave there or not. But they say it's a national monument over there in Hebron. Still to this day, it's a national monument. Hundreds of thousands, millions of people have gathered through the years and stood at the place where they buried Abraham and said, this is Father Abraham. He's still a national monument. Amen.
Yeah,
God, because he lived right.
All right.
He lived for God. Hallelujah. But Lot loved the world so much, they lost it.
Yeah, lost it.
Lot's compromise with wrong led to the destruction of his life. Not only to the destruction of his life, but his family,
right,
and all that he had. Stand with me, because this house, I'm done here tonight. God warns us not to compromise with evil. Satan deceives us into thinking that if we will get in, we will receive the pleasures of life. That's what the devil will say. Hey, just go ahead and give in. You can have what you want. You can live it up. That's what he's told many of people. Little unbeknownst to them, they find out it don't work out like that.
Right.
I can't live this life for myself. I can't live this life for me. I got to live it for God, for I'm bought with a price.
Oh,
hallelujah.
Praise God.
I don't know, maybe somebody on Marco Polo here watching, maybe right here in this house. Amen. Great God. Whatever you do, don't let the devil pull you into Sodom. Don't get your eyes on the bright lights. Don't get settled and satisfied in Sodom, though, but be like Abraham and aspire and attain for godly things, for righteousness,
yeah,
holiness, godliness. Amen. That's what I desire. That's what I care about. Not the bright shining lights down in Sodom. Amen. While they begin to sing and play right here for us tonight, amen, why don't you find you a place to pray and say, oh God, I don't want to be satisfied in Sodom. I don't want to be satisfied with the ways of the world, the enemy, the devil, the deceit of Satan. That's what I don't want to be satisfied with. Oh God, I need you. Come on, let's pray here tonight. I need you, Lord. I need you, God.
Inside. Thank you.